Bastard?
Yes.
Or illegitimate?
Bastard, probably.
Uh-huh.
Illegitimate.
I know in certain parts of the country they don't use the term. They would avoid bastard and they'd say woods cove or something like this.
Oh, I see.
Or blanket baby or uh-huh. other strange things.
Yes. Oh, seemingly there seems to be a lot of that in our country nowadays, too.
If a child has the facial characteristics of his father, you'd say the boy
resembles.
Uh-huh. And if a family, well, if a husband and wife have 10 children, and all of these children live to maturity, you say that the parents have done what for the children? If a boy is named William and his father is named William, you say the parents named the boy
after or for.
And if you want to take a baby outside, say, and take him downtown, what would you put him in?
Well, I'd probably put him in either a little, I'd call it a carriage, or if he's small enough, I'd still have him in his bassinet, probably.
And then what would you do to him if you put him in a carriage?
Push him.
And your sister's son would be your
nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead would be?
A child whose parents are dead. Oh, would be an orphan.
If only one parent is dead, what would he be?
I would still call him an orphan in a way, what the word would be, I don't know.
Strange.
Motherless?
We don't, yeah. I think we have
could
to
I say
get around
that?
It that way.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
For an orphan, the court will perhaps appoint someone to see to his affairs, and this person would be called his
guardian.
A girl's father and mother would be her.
Oh, you know they have guardians for these Indians, you know, around here. The white men are usually the guardian for the Indians.
Is this for the children or the grown-ups?
Well, you see at first the Indians, some of the Indians were not competent to handle their affairs.
Uh-huh.
And the white men, some of them would be appointed to be guardian for them.
Uh-huh.
I know my brother is. Guardian for a little girl who was evidently he has been all the years, even before she was married, and he still is.
Huh, I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh, they still, now that's how some of the white men say he got a hold of some of those head rights that we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And these Indians, you know, that have several head rights, they really have a lot of money now.
I heard about one who has 23 head rights.
Oh, think of that.
My goodness.
Now that would be an Osage, too.
I think so. Osage or a Ponca.
My goodness.
Let's see, a girl's old brothers and cousins and aunts and uncles, you'd say these are
relatives.
Uh-huh. Any special term for a grown male person?
Man, you mean?
Uh-huh. Is the expression old boy at all common around here?
Yes.